The following material contains graphic sexual content and heightened themes that may be overwhelming to some viewers. Discretion is advised.
In the age before tongue, long before the first rune or name, primal lands sprawled wild and wordless across what would one day be called North America. Here, in the shadow of ice and endless forest, the world belonged to Muscle and Fang. Mammoths thundered through the grasslands, their tusks cutting the dawn, lords by sheer weight and hunger. In the gloom beneath tangled trees, the saber-tooth waited, silent and ruthless. Every clearing was a stage for rut and combat, every riverbank a place for ambush and blood. No folk yet spoke. There were no pacts, only heat, musk, and violence. Lust was the only currency, survival the only truth. Bodies met and parted in sweat and battle, ruled by the ancient rhythm of instinct, appetite, and strength. This was the world before civilization, ruled not by memory or myth, but by the inexorable need to breed, feed, and conquer. Terra Primal, presented by HTH Studios, Primal Erotica. He lumbered through the dense brush, shoulders swaying with the arrogant heaviness of a fully grown bull in rut, the mud splattering high across his shaggy limbs and muscled flanks as he pushed into the sunlit clearing. The stench of rut and stale climax struck his broad nostrils before he even saw the sprawled scene before him. Fur matted and torn at the roots, old leaves clinging to bodies. And there, the female he'd followed half the morning, limp and ruined under the collapsed weight of a rival bull. Her hips glistened with the leavings of another's pleasure, her legs splayed, tail twitching in dreams or exhaustion, and the rival, a brute he knew by musk and sight, snoring through his own drool, cock still jammed deep in her open, leaking hole. The old bull grunted, unimpressed, flicked an ear, and did not bother to approach. No point in wasting ire. The bitch was spent. That prize was gone. He strode past with the rolling stride of disappointment and frustrated hunger, his own cock heavy and unsatisfied beneath his haunches. Down by the reedy lake, where dragonflies stuttered and mud cooled the air, he lowered himself with the ancient, cranky patience of a creature that knew how long his own needs might go unmet. For a time, he worked himself with a slow, rough fist, tusks raking the air, groans rattling from his chest. The ache at his root was real, but hollow. No scent in his own palm, no heat, no moan to answer his rut. A lonely climax, even if it came, would be sour, meaningless. He wanted to breed, to crush, to spend himself in the spasms of a cunt, not into the water's indifferent lap. So he stood, snorting, the weight of his balls dictating his direction more than thought. Deeper into the swampy lands he wandered, senses alert, scenting the primal symphony of sex and sweat. The world in those days was not quiet. Every breath, every ripple in the mud was ripe with meaning, a sign or a dare. He caught her scent first, muskier, sharper than the cows of his own herd. Not mammoth, not quite. Elk, older than he, her pheromones bristling in the still air, tangled with the promise of rut, but no answering male nearby. He found her half crouched in the ferns, one hand sunk between her thighs, the other gripping a root as if she might drag herself into the earth and hide. Her sex was glistening and neglected, her own fingers slick with effort, but unsatisfied. She snarled when she saw him, more in challenge than fear. He bellowed low in his chest, a sound older than names, and stepped forward. Her body tensed, but did not flee. There would be no coyness between them, no ritual. The old gods watched, but did not speak. Only hunger ruled. He grabbed her by the hips, ignoring the lash of her tail, and shoved his massive cock into her. Her hole took him with a shudder, the hot silk of her folds gripping his length, drawing a bellow from deep within his chest. Each thrust was slow at first, deliberate. His hands crushing the bones of her hips, her antlers scraping the low branches as she tried to brace herself, glare melting into grimacing pleasure. The sweat pooled along their spines, their pelts steaming in the close air. She ground back against him, hips bucking, old experience answering his rutting violence with her own practiced greed. There was nothing gentle in the joining. He rammed her, rutting for the sheer brute satisfaction of plunging into a body that was not his own, her foreignness spurring him harder, faster. At the edge of the lake, where water cooled the battered earth, he forced her down, bent her over so her slick folds hovered above the lapping mud. He mounted her again, surer, both of them half submerged now, bellies slick with silt and their mingled juices. His hands, broad as spades, squeezed her ass as he pumped, her bellowing gasps growing more ragged, each thrust answered by the violent slap of flesh on flesh, the ancient, universal rhythm of conquest and need. For a long, wordless time, their bodies spoke in the only language they had. The groans and snarls of rut, the slap and squelch of penetration, the tremor of prelude building to the moment when his cock swelled, throbbing. And at last he trumpeted his release, head thrown back, the sound rolling across the fen. His seed poured into her, hot and thick, as she shuddered, clenching around him, eyes wild with something between triumph and surrender. For a while they lay there, tangled, neither moving, their breath the only thing breaking the silence of the ancient marsh. She glared back at him over her shoulder, expecting perhaps a scuffle, a parting, some ritual of separation. Instead, he stood, gripped her by the waist, and with a grunt, hoisted her onto his broad, shaggy shoulder. She bellowed in startled protest, hooves kicking, but his grip was iron. Her cunt, still leaking his seed, dripped down his side as he carried her from the edge of the water into the green gloom of the forest. He paid her protest no mind, only squeezed her thigh in warning, his cock already stirring again with the thought of more, much more to come. The cave was waiting, its shadows cool and private. She was his prize, and he had no intention of letting her leave until every hunger was spent. Oh, you are too kind, as are all of my patrons. Thank you.
Primal Erotica. New explorations into the raw nature of fantasy, desire, and the savage imagination. Presented by HTH Studios.